I'm here with Mike Tirico, ESPN broadcast booth. He'll be bringing us Sunday night's game, the Pro Bowl 2015 from Glendale, Arizona. Mike, 11.7 million viewers last year. Mm-hmm. To this, why so popular? What's the magic of the Pro Bowl?
Football. Yeah. And it's the best players in the league. Now, we have 28 players who were selected but are not here. 10 of them are participants in the Super Bowl, and 18 other guys couldn't be here. But when you start looking, that's 60 of the players who were voted in, and a lot of the replacements are guys who maybe deserve to be in. So it says a lot that there's a lot of success and a lot of talented players on the field. So you put football out there and you put good football players out there, America wants to watch.
You talk about the game at one point kind of being on the precipice here. What's brought it back?
There was no hiding it. Roger Goodell and the league office, they were very concerned a few years ago that the quality of football was so bad in the Pro Bowl that maybe they should eliminate the game. And they put the onus on the players and credit the players. They brought the level up, and maybe this fantasy football draft style with Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice last year, and this year Michael Irvin and Chris Carter, may have elevated the importance to the players, too. Their peers being captains, picking the team. You don't want to let a fellow player down. But I think getting Michael Irvin and Chris Carter in front of these players and telling them what the Pro Bowl meant to them has helped reinfuse it. So we'll see as we go through this year. But I can tell you, watching last year's game was a heck of a lot better on the field. And I think maybe we'll see that again this year.
What's your tone on Sunday night? What do you want to bring to the broadcast?
I think just celebrate the league, celebrate the players there. We have 34 of the 88 players who are first-timers in the Pro Bowl. So it's the first time playing amongst their peers. They're not going to lay down. They're going to play. So I'm excited to see that. But overall, just appreciate the talent that's on the field, the place the game is. And I thought Drew Brees told me best during the week, the game's in really good hands. There are a lot of great young players who do things the right way. And for a year that's had a cloud on it in many different ways this year in the NFL, whether it's officiating controversy, off-the-field stuff, inflation of footballs, whatever it is, there's a lot of great people in the league, and I think we'll see that on Sunday.
Have a great broadcast.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.